Begin the Gemara daf Masechta Shavuos of Lamed. We begin them, and I'll begin the Tais the Masechta. Begins with the words of the opening of the parak of the fourth parak Shavuos Eidus. But the Gemara says, "But not immediately. From where do we know that Noshim Apostle Eidus?" So this Tais of Tema is a wonder because the Maitzach Krab the Abed Apostle Eidus. Why do you need a pasuk? Why Abed Apostle Eidus Parak Chavu Baba Kamna Parak Chesamas Wuvilim Liyom to Abes Albanim? It's only those who have Yichlus or with their children, which is not the case by Abadim. Typically, what do you mean? Sufficient from the Green Lodom Yish. We know the Xer Shabbat comparing women to slaves, and if we have a source for women being apostle, for sure slaves. Next says Master Begin Dimara Shloisha Inboy in Ladin. So it doesn't make sense that it must be talking about Eidim, because we're talking about litigants, where you think three people don't come to court. But if it's talking about witnesses, I'll say Shabbat. Well, then it makes sense. The Orcha de Milsa, because the norm is to keep in the Sagi Betray, since enough for two, the Loyosa today, not more, are not going to come. Avoin Ladin, but when you come into a court case, called Baladin, Rivian Lave, all the litigants generally come, so it wouldn't make sense why specifically two. Next test, not the beginning of the Gemara, called Kupit Basmelch Panima. Tosis said, "If I'm telling you, say, wait a second. Hashanami. What do you mean? Now also, Darbe Eidim is talking about. Okay, not the litigants is talking about the witnesses. How do you know to exclude women? Just like you said for the fact of the litigants is b'shem the chol kibud v'asmelech. So that's why you know, even though they're valid for witnesses, but it's just not the norm. If Hashem says, you say, no, they got to be Eidim by witnesses. Of course, they have to come. They inaid me pi eid kasher. You can't say your testimony to someone else to say it over. You yourself have to come. Avladin, but for her own judgment, you chaylim tzutan sabiyar achas. She can give it over to someone else, and it's not the norm for a woman to come. That's why it says the norm. But therefore, that's the difference between if it was for Eidus versus if it was the litigants. Next says, in the words of Gemara, mitzvah validin shiyamdur. The mitzvah is by the litigants that they should stand. Now, the filler Behuda, even Rabbi Huda, the Gemara brings moed Gemara din. So although he says that they could sit, he agrees by the Gemara din, oy be'edim, or by the witnesses, the mitzvah she'amdu, that's the mitzvah that they should stand. And remember something like the Gemara tells us shortly, which is like the Gemara din. Now, the kasha is difficult, because the perek basa to my cotton, the last perek of my cotton of chafal from an aleph, that mashmat sounds like the amdu, when it says v'amdu, le mashma amid, it doesn't sound like that has to be specifically standing, because the nafkal and kriya mu'umid, we learn that when you do kriya, when you're tearing the garment of a veil, you have to do it standing, maybe yakum iya v'yikra. Baruch Hu, I'm going to ask, wait a second, my answer, that's the case, v'amad, v'amar, hachanami, but Tanu learned in the Brayis, v'amid ben yoshim, that doesn't have to be standing. Shanik, my answer is, ahasim l'ksiba yamid, v'yoymer, ahasim l'ksiba yakum v'yikra. So it depends if it says v'amad or v'yamid. So says Tosis, here also the pasuk doesn't say that they will. So why here should be also that you don't have to stand. Says Tosis, if someone can say is the amad shein maisel acher. When you have amad without an action afterwards, ki hach over here, mashma something vade amida. Most definitely, if it doesn't say anything after, even though it just says the amad not beyamid, it means to stand. Av amad shein maisel acher, but if it has just amad and it has an action after that. Kihas might go over there. V'amad v'amar, then loy mashma mida. Then it doesn't sound like that it has to be standing. Kamay like the gemara that Rabbeis Menalav. Amda bekitcha. Amda benisses. Babaslav kavlam etzes Menalav. V'amad v'kazav kol nachzav l'achad. Then daf kavlam Rabbeis Menalav. Then those words sound like that, like just like you're doing something. It doesn't literally mean to say standing. So although we said that there v'amad doesn't mean that you have to be. That's because there's a ma'isa after it. But here there's no ma'isa. Just as v'amdu hanoshim, it means to actually stand. Now v'amad amalav biti amudi. He says, my daughter stand. The mashma sounds even chalitza muhumad that by chalitza that she has to be standing. Like we said, that means that doesn't literally mean she's standing. Because and moreover, the if that would be the case, kuva, then it would be critical. The and we know it's not critical. The reason why I told her to stand is from the mitzvah of Bali Din Lamed. It's just because the litigants have to stand. Like the Gemara says, and he was telling her to stand and to claim, that's one thing. Or maybe specifically by the Chalitzim, the Bishma Chalitzim, because Gemara Din. And Gemara Din, everyone agrees that you have to be standing. It says, at the beginning of the Gemara, because if the court wants to have them sit, they can sit. And they should testify regarding you. So it's like Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, what do you mean? He could have them sit. The king, of course, does it. Now, you could say no. It's at the time of the Gemara Din. And therefore, by Gemara Din, you're right. Then you have to stand. Next time, the beginning of the words Gemara, Lamai Shalach Li B'chulu. Why is he sending this to me? So the truth is, I'm a Matzal Meme. He could have said Lapuchi B'schuse that he wants him to look for his merit. Because I mean, Perikol Kisvei Kosher, Gemara says Shabbat of Kopitzes and Alf. Taste Li, I should get reward. Chiyasa Tamer Rabban Kamiladina. When the Talmud Chacham would come to me in front of as a court case, Lamegitloi Magnina Reisha Beisadia the Mahapuchi B'schuse. I wouldn't put my head on my pillow until I would try to find favor. So that could have been another thing he could have said. That's why he's telling him that he's Talmud Chacham. Next time, Matzal begins the words Gemara Lemishlei Tigre. Oh, must be he's telling me Talmud Chacham that I should take care of his court case first. That says Taisa Kishbosh Neidin Mavas Achas. That's only if two cases come at the same time. Because if a different one came first, sort of like Dima, of course the other one has to go first. Like Dima says, send it up Chazman, that whatever comes first, no matter big or small. Or Yiname, another part you could actually say is that, no, I say the cover of the Torah other. Actually, even if it didn't come first, but the positive commandment of honoring the Torah is bigger, Kamin Perk Basta Gzubah, like Dima says, the last Perk Gzubah, of Kavav Manav, and actually, even if it came second, he would go first.